Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the scarred visage of our planet, where the once bountiful and proudly flowing rivers are now but toxic channels carving through the wasteland, the pursuit of pure water has become the quintessence of human perseverance. With the Earth's veins running thick with poisons of our own making, humanity now faces the Sisyphean task of unearthing beacons of clear, life-giving elixirs amidst the swathes of disaster. The Dead Sea, as chronicled in Desolation Swell, now spreads its barren touch further each day, while the chaos wrought upon the marine acoustic realm in ocean's silent scream mirrors the disruption on shore. Yet, in this cacophony of climate calamity, we must not forget the silent sentinel that sustains us all. Water. It's the irony of our times that water, the element that composes the majority of our beings and our blue planet, has been relegated to liquid gold, a resource so rare and uncontaminated that it is sought like treasure in a world gone awry. It has become both currency and commodity, fueling both conflict and cooperation in a new era of environmental feudalism. In dilapidated urban expanses, rainwater harvesting has transmuted from a mere sustainable practice to an act of rebellion against nature's new status quo. Sky risers, once gleaming with prosperity, now drape their graying facades in intricate contraptions to capture every precious drop from the heavens, while their basements host illicit markets for pure water trading. Rivers that once gushed into the splendor of seas now snake lethargically through landscapes of decay. These poisoned streams, rife with chemicals and waste, host the water wars of our era. Clad in protective gear, desperate bands of water hunters scour their banks for any untainted springs or backwaters. Tales of quantum filtration, a theoretical solution to sap purity from pollution, whet the thirst of a parched population. Yet, it remains a specter on the horizon, a vaporous hope dissolving in the arid air. Even as technocrats and idealists tout their grand plans for widespread depollution, the layperson is left squeezing mere droplets from the fabrics of survival. The stark dichotomy between the few who enjoy luxury water-tasting events, a bourgeoisie indulgence in a selection of the purest waters this bleak earth can offer, contrasts with the many queuing for hours at desalination queues or engaging in brackish barter, trading heirlooms for hydration. But what of the vibrant ecosystems that once danced in the tapestry of life along these streams? Salmon no longer leap through currents, their cycles broken by the glut of heavy metals and molecular mishaps. The silent cadence of nature's harmony is shattered, the very essence of these waterways corrupted beyond the ken of their original keepers. The flora and fauna that require not just water, but water unsullied. The distant murmur of a restored brook is now but a fable, whispered at dusk among the rusted playgrounds where children no longer frolic, told with a somber longing for how it once was. Instead, stark realities loom, of children growing up recognizing water not by its clarity, but by its contaminants, arsenic, lead, mercury, as familiar as the fairy tales of yesteryears. Could the solution lie with those who saw this coming? The activists, scientists, and off-gridders who preserved knowledge like monks of the Middle Ages, anticipating the droughts of wisdom? Or do we, the survivors in this arid apocalypse of our own design, simply march towards madness with open throats? Yet there remains a quiet defiance in the human spirit, a stubborn glimmer of hope despite the tragedy foretold. In the pursuit of pure water, in the passion to distill life from poison, a testament is found to humanity's unyielding resilience. Here in these poison streams, survival takes on new meaning, and water, our once taken for granted friend, reigns as the future's most precious prize.